Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a proper drum and bass top loop in Ableton Live 12, and the mission is simple. Get that jungle style bounce and swing. Then print it to audio so it feels glued, sampled, and ready to arrange. This is intermediate territory. We're not just throwing swing on everything and hoping. We're going to treat swing like a hierarchy. Some hits are the anchors and some hits are decoration. That one idea is the difference between fast hats and this actually rolls. All right, open Ableton Live 12. First, the session setup. Set your tempo to something beat and be ready. 172 to 176 BPM. I'll sit at 174. Create a MIDI track called Tops and load a drum rack on it. Then create an audio track called Resample Tops. If you like working with space, add two return tracks. One short room, one dubby delay. Keep those subtle. Tops get messy fast. Go to Arrangement View. Loop two bars and put the metronome on for now. Two bars is the sweet spot. Enough room for jungle movement, but short enough to stay focused. Now, build your drum rack. We're making a high-frequency kit. Closed hat, open hat, ride, shaker, a tiny perk tick, and optionally a textured hat like a vinyl hat or a break hat layer. Inside each pad, use simpler in one-shot mode. Turn warp off for one-shots, and set voices to one on your tight hats so they don't overlap and smear the groove. If a sample has an annoying click, don't immediately EQ it. Just trim the start point a hair. Before we program anything, quick coach note, don't audition grooves with your hats blaring. Pull the tops track down like 6 to 10 dB while you're shaping timing and velocity. Jungle feel lives in micro timing and dynamics, and you will misjudge it if the tops are too loud. Now let's program the pattern. Work on a 1/16 grid, but don't make it rigid. Start with the closed hat as your motion engine. Put it on steady 1/16s, 2 bars long. Then immediately delete a few hits so it can breathe. You want consistent energy, not a typewriter. Keep some strong hats that act like anchors. Think of those as the hits that tell your ear, this is where the grid is. If you remove everything equally, you lose center of gravity. Add shaker next, but treat it as ghost energy. Sprinkle off step 1/16s. The shaker is usually the part that can be messy and human, while the main hat provides stability. Then add a ride depending on energy. If you want that big rolling drop, put the ride on 1/8 notes or even a quarter note pulse. If you want something tighter and less hectic, use the ride more sparsely, like a little accent or texture that comes in every bar or every two bars. Now the big one. Velocity. This is half the swing. Strong hats somewhere around 95 to 110. Ghost hats more like 35 to 70. Tiny perks maybe 20 to 55. And here's the rule. If everything is around 100 velocity, it won't swing, even if the timing is swung. It'll just feel like a machine with a limp. In Live 12 MIDI Editor, drag velocities in small groups. Don't obsess over one note at a time yet. Just create a clear dynamic shape. Anchors loud, ghosts soft. Okay, now we give it jungle swing the right way. Groove pool, not generic quantes. Open the groove pool. You have two strong options. Option 1. Use Ableton's built-in swings, like Swing 16-55 or Swing 16-60. Those are great starting points. Option 2, and this is where the jungle magic lives. Extract groove from a break. Drop an A-minish or thinkish break onto an audio track. Right-click the clip and choose Extract Groove. Now you've got a timing and velocity template that comes from a real performance, with real push and pull. Drag that groove onto your top's MIDI clip. Now set the groove parameters. Start with timing around 55%, velocity at about 15%, random around 8%, bass set to 1/16. That's a solid feels alive but still tight bass line. And a reality check. Jungle swing is usually late off beats plus push-pull in the ghost notes. It's not everything is late and sloppy. If the loop feels drunk, you swung your anchors too hard. Now, keep it uncommitted while you're auditioning. Change timing a bit. Try 40%, try 70%. Listen for the snare pocket. Your tops should lean into the snare, setting it up, not arriving randomly around it. Once it feels right, commit the groove. In the groove pool, hit commit. This prints the timing into the MIDI so you can edit intentionally. Now we do the producer move, micro timing by hand. Turn off the grid temporarily, or use nudge shortcuts. Pick a small group of ghost notes, like 2 to 6 notes, and nudge them late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Or push a couple slightly early. The point is contrast. Anchors stay mostly stable. Ghosts do the dancing. Try this. Make the shaker lean into the snare. If your snare lands on the 2 and 4, Let a couple of shaker ghosts drag slightly late before the snare so the snare feels like it snaps through a moving surface. Also, check for flams before we bounce. If you layer two hat samples on the exact same step, and they're offset by like 2 to 8 milliseconds, you may hear a facey flam that sounds accidental, not funky. Either nudge one layer into alignment or separate their roles. One does the click. The other does a softer tail with shorter decay. Now let's make it breathe and sit in a mix using stock devices. On the tops track, drop EQ8 first. High pass your tops somewhere around 200 to 350 HC with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. Tops don't need low mids. That's where mud lives. If things are brittle, do a small dip around 7 to 10 kHC. If it's dull, add a gentle air shelf above 12 kHC, but keep it tasteful. Then add drum bus. Yes, even on tops, but lightly. Drive around 2 to 6%. Prench near zero, maybe up to 10 if you need a tiny bit of hair. Use damp to soften fizzy edges. Keep boom off. We're not generating sub from hats. Add auto filter for movement. High pass mode or band pass mode works great. You can set the frequency around 500 HC if it's a high pass, then automate it for transitions. Add just a touch of resonance, like 5 to 15%, for character. Don't turn your hats into a laser. Then utility. Turn bass mono on around 200 HZ. Tops should be wide up top, but not wide in the low mids. If your tops feel too narrow, push width gently, like 110 to 140%, but don't just widen everything, because it sounds cool and solo. Optional. A saturator with soft clip-on and 1 to 3 dB of drive can add a nice sampled edge. Now we bounce. This is the commitment step, and it's where your loop stops feeling like MIDI and starts feeling like a piece of audio you can perform with. Method A is resampling, fast and fun. On the resample tops audio track, set input to resampling, or directly from the tops track if you prefer. Arm it, record 2 to 4 bars. Then consolidate down to a clean 2-bar loop. Method B is export. Select the 2 bars, export audio / video, render the tops track, normalize off, and export a 24-bit WAV. Either way, you want a clean printed loop. Now we warp the bounced audio for jungle elasticity. Drop the bounced file onto resample tops. Turn warp on. Use beats mode because it's percussive. Set preserve to 1/16. Adjust transients, maybe 50 to 100, depending on whether it starts to flam or smear. And here's a trick. Apply groove again to the audio clip. Same groove, but subtle. Timing like 20 to 40%. This light double swing can give you that sampled, lived-in wobble without wrecking tightness. If it starts sounding seasick, back off. Now we turn this into arrangement power. Variations. Option 1 is slice to new MIDI track. Right-click the bounced clip, slice to new MIDI track. Slice by 1/16 or transients. Now you can rearrange it like a break. Make 3 versions. Version A. Your steady roll, basically the original. Version B. Busier. A classic move is a tiny 1/32 stutter right before the snare in bar 2. Just once. Don't pepper it everywhere, or it stops being a moment. Then a fill version. In the last little section, like the last eighth note or last quarter note, remove hats so there's a vacuum, then maybe reverse one small slice into the snare for tension. That pullback then slam is pure crowd control. Option 2 is clip edits directly on audio. Duplicate the clip into lanes, add tiny fades, reverse a small hit before the snare, or chop a micro gap. Audio editing is fast and musical. Now some advanced coach moves you can try if you want more depth without adding new samples. Try groove as glue, not groove as effect. First, apply one groove subtly to the whole MIDI clip and commit it. Then apply a different groove only to one lane, like shaker, and don't commit that second one. That layered motion creates life without wobbling the whole loop. Try a negative swing on the shaker. Keep your hat swung, but push the shaker slightly earlier on a couple of off steps. That push-pull against the swung hats can make the loop feel faster without adding density. Try a triplet fake-out without going fully triplet. One quick 1/32 burst that implies a 1/24 moment, once per 2 bars, then immediately back to your normal feel. Jungle spice, not a grid change. And after you've bounced to audio, you can gate chop for consistency. Put a gate on the top's audio and sidechain it from a tight 1/16 tick, like a muted rim click. Keep it subtle. It can make a busy loop feel controlled. Now arrangement. Think of tops as an energy automation tool. In the intro, filter them hard. High pass up at 1 to 3 kHC so it's more like air than hats, and keep velocities feeling low. In the build, open the filter gradually and introduce the ride. In the drop, full tops. Then every 8 bars, swap to version B for movement, and put one identifiable signature event once every 8 bars, like a reverse hat or a tiny stutter, so the listener feels structure. Mid-drop reset, mute the tops for 1 bar or even half a bar, then slam them back in. Simple move, huge impact. Before the drop, try the top loop vacuum trick. 2 beats before the drop, remove the widest elements like shaker and ride, keep only a mono tick, and low pass it quickly. When the drop hits and the stereo and highs return, it feels massive. Common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. Don't overswing everything. Keep anchors stable. Don't let 8 to 12 kHz destroy your ears. If it hurts, dip it, especially on the side channel, or soften tails with damp. Don't ignore velocities. Timing without dynamics still sounds stiff. Don't keep wide low mids in your tops. High pass and mono below about 200 Hz. And don't refuse to commit. Print it. Otherwise you'll tweak for an hour and never move into arrangement. Mini practice to lock this in. Build 1 2-bar top MIDI clip. Apply swing 16-60 with timing 55%, random 8%, commit it. Resample to audio, warp in beats mode with preserve 1/16. Then create 3 versions, as is, B with 1 tiny stutter before the snare in bar 2, and a fill that removes hats at the very end and reverses 1 slice into the snare. Arrange it as A for 8 bars, B for 8 bars, fill, then back to A. If that 32-bar drop feels like it moves without adding any new drums, you nailed the concept.